Professor, how will the modern day stories of military conquest and of these warriors, how will these stories be remembered?
Well, I think that those stories will have a number of manifestations. One of those outlets is cinema, which occupies for us the role that I think ancient epic did centuries ago. And I think that you see some of the films that have already emerged recently, Jarhead, the war tapes. Some of them are fiction, some of them are documentaries, and I think that those films still exert a powerful effect on us and shape the way people think about heroism and about their own potential for it. I think the other way we might see it is in the blog, and we know that there are several soldiers who have begun blogs, and some of them have turned those into books afterwards, and I think it's that unmediated, raw transmission through the internet that may give these stories a kind of visceral, uncensored quality. I know that my students and I both receive emails from officers in the war zone, and that's a strange phenomenon, not one that was possible in previous conflicts. So I think that that will forever change how people process the war.